This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Beautiful morning out here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. Blue sky, going to be about, high 70s, low 80s today. A good day to go to the beach, work in your yard. Take advantage of it, because the weather will be changing shortly. And pick your fresh produce from your vegetable garden as it grows. Don't let the summer squash and zucchinis get up to be 18 inches long. Pick them when they're young. They're tasty, the seeds are small, easier to digest. Keep feeding. And if your cucumbers, for example, are starting to get misshapen, it's a combination of not enough water and the heat. So give them plenty of moisture to keep your cucumbers more productive. And if you haven't fed them since you planted, give them a good shot. Get some of the Espoma Grow liquid fertilizer. It's all organic. It's one of the brand new organic fertilizers with the beneficial microbes. You just mix it with water and apply, and it will make your soil better for next year at the same time. So if you need some help, the number 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up first this hour?
All right, Paul. First up this hour, we have Margaret from New Hampshire, and she has a question about her strawberries.
Okay. Margaret, good morning. How can we help you with your strawberries at this time of the
good
year?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have 6 strawberry plants, and I was just wondering when I can put them outside. I can just, you know, put them out.
You mean for next year?
Yeah, for next year, yes.
Okay. What are they in now? Are they in pots?
Yes, they're in small pots.
Okay.
I just cut them. They're in the 6. They're all together in one big plastic pot. Not plastic pot, but individual pot, plastic pot.
Okay. And did you want to plant them in your garden for next year?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I have to, right? Do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if it was me, I would plant them now.
Okay.
And that way they'd have 2 weeks in August, all of September, all of October to get well established. And that way, next spring, when the ground warms up, it will start to send out runners. And you'll have new baby plants that will get established. And a lot of those will be productive. So instead of having just 6 plants in 6 individual pots, you put them in your garden about, 15 inches apart. And next year at this time, you'll have probably 25 or 30 plants out of those 6.
Wow, that's a lot. I have a lot of herbs in pots. When should I bring them inside the house? And should I spray them with, spray them first?
Okay, what I do And my wife and I love the taste of fresh herbs when you make a salad during the winter, because you're no longer getting fresh tomatoes, you're no longer getting fresh cukes, you're no longer getting fresh lettuce. Everything comes from the south or from a greenhouse. So when you add fresh chives and dill and parsley to your salad, it really brings out the flavor. So what my wife and I do, we take the potted herbs, we move them. We have a screen porch behind our home because the mosquitoes during the summer will eat you alive. So we grow them on our deck, and in the fall, we wait until they start talking about a frost. And the second they say we're going to have a frost, we bring them into our screen porch, and I'll spray them with a product called All Season Oil. And All Season Oil is all organic, all natural, and there's no insecticide in it. It's a product that when you spray it on the plant, if there are insects, it will coat the insect skin with this oil, and it will plug up all of the pores, and the insect won't be able to breathe. And I do that with all of my houseplants that I put outside for the summer. So usually during mid-September, late September, again, it varies, and from year to year even, and where you live. So when they start saying, oh, there's a chance of a frost, if you can get them pre-treated now, and then all you have to do is bring them inside the house and put them near a sunny window, you'll have fresh herbs all winter long. And I use the Espoma Grow liquid fertilizer because it has the beneficial microbes that will help the plant to make new shoots. And it will increase the rate that the plant grows. It's all organic. It's all natural. And then in the late winter, I'll cut them back a little bit, because I'll be cutting them back all winter to use. But as you get into springtime, these plants are getting tired. And what I do is I'll plant them from the container into the vegetable garden and feed them really heavy with an organic food, and they'll develop into this massive plant, and I'll put a new seedling in the old containers. So now I have some in the garden and on my deck, and they do really, really good. But just use All Season Oil, and you'll have an insect-free plant, and you can use it inside the house, and that's what I use. I hate to use these indoor plant sprays that are chemical, because in the winter you've got all your windows shut, and when you spray a chemical in the air, you're going to be breathing it. So go to something organic like the All Season Oil.
So is it too early now to spray them with All Season Oil?
I tell you, I would do it now. Move them closer to the house when you get to the middle of September, and then when they call for a frost, spray them a second time. Put them near a sunny window, and you should be all set for the rest of the winter.
Great, thank you, and have a great week. Thank you so
too.
Much.
Thank you so much, Margaret. We appreciate the phone call. Bye bye. If you need some help, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next, we have John. He's from good old Maine, and he has a question about his pine trees.
Okay. John, good morning. How can we help you with the pine tree? What's happening?
Hi, Paul. Good morning. I started listening to you when you were living in Scituate, and I guess we both moved to Maine since then. in a while.
Yes.
Here's my question. I've got a question about pine and hemlock, and then a very quick one on powdery mildew. But
okay.
I live right on the lake here during the summer in the Belgrade Lakes area, and I've got a bunch of volunteer pine trees and hemlock trees growing right along my shoreline, and I don't want them to block my view. Their maximum is, one is probably about 8 or 9 feet, but most of them are probably about 5 feet. And I'd like to trim them down, but I don't want to remove them because they're great for controlling erosion into the lake. So what is the best season to do that?
I would wait until spring.
Okay.
Because by pruning it in the spring, and you're going to be removing the tips of those branches, it will send a signal down that stem where you've pruned it to wake up the buds that have been made over the years. They've laid dormant, waiting for their time to grow on your plant. And if you can prune them in late March, during April, to the height that you want and the width that you want, they'll develop during May and June, and it'll make your plant thicker, but you've controlled the size. And as you know, as a pine tree gets taller and taller, it loses all of the lower branches. And by pruning the top of the tree and the sides, then those lower branches will stay there. They'll give you that blockage that you need, but it won't ruin your view. Why don't you hold on, John? We're coming up on a break, and then we can talk a little bit more about this and your other question.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. And here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are talking with John and about some of the garden problems that he has. John, what was your second question?
Yeah, it's primarily, Paul, about powdery mildew, and I've been using organicide that you've recommended in the past on both my cucumbers and my zucchini squash, and it's worked terrifically, and in fact, I've had no cucumber beetles and no powdery mildew for the first time in years that I can think of.
I've also
been using copper sulfate on a hydrangea that's had a fungus problem, and that's worked as well. So I'm wondering if I'm doing it right. Can I use, you know, copper sulfate on the squash, or should I stay with the organicide and the cucumbers? You know, what's my proper mix of these two products?
Well, the organicide is a combination. It will take care of insects, it will take care of diseases, and it will take care of spider mite. And spider mite can get active on your vine crops, cucumbers, pumpkins, squash. And spider mite is a very tiny insect. It's not something that you would see. What you would notice would be a yellowing of the foliage. And if you were to take a sheet of white paper, put it underneath your cucumber leaves, and then tap the leaf itself, the spider mite would fall on the white paper, and you'd see these little dots start to move around. So by using the organicide 3-in-1, you're doing everything at the same time, while the other product that you're using is strictly a fungicide. But on hydrangeas, you don't have insects or mites. It's basically just disease. So I would stick with what you're doing now. It's working, and, you know, stick with what works.
And it doesn't affect the bees, I take it, Organicide?
No, okay. Organicide will not affect the bees at all. Now,
okay.
the other thing that you can do, John, in the early spring, if you can get up to your camp at the lake.
Oh, the dogs just decided to start barking away from them.
I've got four of them, so I know what you're going through. But what you could do in March or April is, if there are some small hemlocks or pine that have begun to grow around your camp, you could move them and replant them to give you more privacy between camps. And they'll transplant very, very easy during late March or April, as soon as the frost comes out of the ground. So that you could move like a 3-foot hemlock or a 3-foot white pine and create a hedge or a barrier to give you more privacy. Why buy it if they're growing wild around you? Just dig them up and move them. Just, you know, prepare the soil with compost. Use the natural alternative fertilizer to get those roots established. And, boy, within 3 or 4 years, you don't see the neighbors anymore.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. And, Paul, I want to really thank you for what's now decades of tremendous information that you've supplied in a very conversational and easy-to-understand presentation. You have a real talent, so thank you very much.
Oh, I thank you. I mean, this is something that I enjoy, and my son Patrick keeps saying, when are you going to retire? I said, Patrick, as long as I'm having fun, I'm going to continue doing it. So thank you. If we could be of help to you, don't be shy. Pick up the phone and call us. It's 855-660-4261. We're here to help you. And we haven't talked a lot about our trip to Iceland, where we're almost there. It's almost full, and it's going to be a wonderful vacation. I was looking at other trips to compare what we're doing to what other companies have available. And they're basically staying in the southern part of Iceland. Our trip is going around the entire island. So we're not just going to be near the capital and the southern part. We're going to the northern part of the country. It's not a big place, but it's a very interesting place. The mountains, the countryside are absolutely beautiful, and it's going to be a climate just like Boston.
If your garden is limited to containers, then it's time for you to try the Smart Pot. This incredible container is made with landscape fabric, and plants grow better in it than any other product. Better drainage, less heat buildup, better root development, and plants mature faster for earlier flowers and vegetables. Best of all, the Smart Pot does not have to be stored indoors for the winter, and it will last for years. That's the Smart Pot. I love it. The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow, and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Taking One Rule Away for several years and experienced healing for a severe intestinal problem. a car accident, and the deployment of an airbag caused two breaks and crushed bone in my left wrist. My arm swelled, yet pain was minimum. At one point, it was obvious to the eye that the bone was misaligned, and x-rays confirmed the break. Surgery was immediately scheduled. Upon awakening, the doctor entered and told me I was a very unusual case. He said that when he opened up my wrist, he expected to see raw, mangled, bruised, brown meat. Instead, the tissue was healthy and pink, and even right next to the broken bone, it was pretty. Yes, he actually said I had pretty tissue. During the 3 weeks between the break and the surgery, I became obsessed with taking One World Way. During that time, I was taking it 3 times a day. It seemed my body just craved it. It all beautifully healed in record time with no scar tissue.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit sgn80.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just for the break, I was telling you a little bit about a trip that we're planning to Iceland in March. And the climate is supposed to be similar to Boston in March. But we've got quite a trip planned for you. We are going to be moving by bus, and we're going to be staying at 2 or 3 different hotels, no more than that. But we're going to travel the entire country of Iceland. It's not a big place, but it's beautiful. I just had a friend give me a call last week, and he was on his way to do a riverboat trip. And after listening to the program, he decided, well, maybe they can stop in Iceland. They rearranged the travel. They spent 3 days in Iceland. He called me and he said, the mountains and the valleys and the waterfall, the lakes, they're absolutely beautiful. So if you'd like to get some information about what we're going to be doing, again, we're getting very limited at this point. We started with 48 seats, and we're down to around 10. So if you'd like to get some information, give Largay Travel a call. Their number is 401-727-9048. That's 401-727-9048. And they'll give you a hand, tell you what it's all about. You can also go to my website, paulparent.com. And right on the front page, you can click on our trip to Iceland, and you can see everything we're going to be doing and more. Let's go to the phone line, Isaiah. Who do we have up next?
All right, Paul. It looks like we have Laura from Massachusetts, and she has a question about broccoli.
Okay. Laura, good morning. How can we help you with your broccoli today?
Good morning, Paul. It's so nice to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Paul, we have a big raised vegetable garden bed.
Okay.
And we have had success with all our vegetables except our broccoli that we started from seed. If you look at the plants, they're big, huge, and beautiful. There are some notches in the leaves. Something is pecking away at them. However, we don't have any florets.
You don't have any florets?
No. I don't understand it, Paul. That's why we're calling you.
Wow. I mean, it should have been producing by now. Definitely.
Paul, all our other vegetables are doing beautifully. We have no florets on the broccoli except big, huge plants. And as I said, there is something kind of notching away at the leaves, but other than that, the plants are beautiful.
Yeah. The notching could be the Colorado potato beetle. It's one of those types of insects, and usually the damage is minor, but I don't understand. How tall is your broccoli?
Paul, I want to ask you one other quick thing. Do you think, is it possible I overdosed them on fertilizer?
That's what I'm thinking. How big are they?
Oh, gee whiz. I would say that the plants themselves now are about 2 feet tall.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's about the normal. And you've been feeding it often? Is that it?
Well, that's the only thing, Paul, that I'm thinking is that the plants, as I said, Paul, they're super beautiful to look at, other than what you might suspect is notching away at the leaves, but no florets.
Okay, I have an idea for you. I want you to take a shovel and go where your broccoli plants are, and along the row, about a foot from the broccoli stem, I want you to take a shovel or a spade and cut a line right down the row. It's called root pruning. And usually when you root prune a plant, it shocks it. And what it does, it tells the plant that it's going to die. And the plant, its job is to make seed. And when you shock it like that, it tells the plant that if it's going to die, it has to achieve its goal, which is to make a seed head. And the broccoli, what you're eating is the flower cluster that will eventually make seeds. So if you took a shovel or a spade, go a foot from the right, a foot from the left, and go right down the whole row and cut. Just jump on your shovel and move it, jump on the shovel, and just cut down each side of your row, and let's see what that does. And then when you're done, you know, compact the soil again, give it a good drink of water, and that should shock it into flowering.
Well, Paul, I will definitely try that approach. I will definitely do that. But I do want to ask you one other thing, Paul. Is broccoli generally a heavy feeder or not really?
No, I plant mine in April. you want to try and get the broccoli planted when the weather is still cold. Broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, collard greens, they want to be put in way ahead of everything else, and even peas, and because they like the cold weather. And I know here in Maine, some of the farmers grow two crops of cauliflower a year, one in the spring, and as they harvest it, they already have brand new plants, and they set them in, and they'll have a smaller head ready for the late fall. And broccoli, the same thing. They don't allow it to make all of the suckers. They cut the real big head on it, then they rip it out, and they'll plant a new crop, because when you go to the supermarket, you don't want all these little side shoots, which I think is better than the main head, but they just cut off the main head, rip it out, put in brand new seedlings, and they get two crops a year doing it that way. So I fertilize my plant at the time of planting, usually in April, and then I'll fertilize it again in June, because by June, the big head is coming, and then I get all of the side shoots. So just twice a year.
Oh, I appreciate that, Paul. I'm taking notes. I really appreciate it. Love your show. You're awesome.
Thank you. You have a great weekend, and let us know how you make out with the broccoli, okay?
I will, Paul. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. If you need some help, the number to call, 855-660-4261. With all the rain that we've had in the last couple of days here, which is great, I'm not complaining, but if you have low areas and you've got puddles that are there, get some of this mosquito dunks or mosquito beater. It's an organic granular product. And you can buy it at your local nursery or garden center. And wherever you have these pools of water, put some of the granules in it. It's an organic mosquito killer. That's it. So if the mosquitoes start to breathe, you put the granules in. 48 hours later, they're all dead. And it will stay active for 30 days or more. So in your bird bath, any container that has water, put the mosquito dunks or the mosquito granular products, and it works wonderful. And it won't hurt the bees or the birds. Isaiah, who's up next?
All right, Paul. Up next, we have Bob. He's from New Hampshire, and he has a question about some white spots he's been seeing in his garden.
Okay. Bob, good morning. Where are the white spots forming in your garden? What plants?
Good morning, Paul. Actually, the plants, I have a border of 1x6s all the way up the garden, double wide to walk from one end to the other.
Sure.
And it's right along the side of that, and it seems to be about 3 feet wide and 10 feet long, and it's just spots. And I went out and I kind of rubbed it between my fingers, and it has kind of a solid kind of feeling to it, but soft. That's a strange explanation. I don't know. I got up this morning, and there it was.
Okay. Is it on the wood itself?
No, it's not. It's on either side of it, mostly on one side. And
it's growing where?
In all the years I've been doing gardening, that's been 20 years or so, I've never seen that before.
Okay. Is it growing on the soil?
Yeah, it's just sitting on what is, some really super soil.
Okay. What it could be is that some of the soil is beginning to break down. And
okay.
you're getting like a mushroom type of fungus that's growing on the soil. All I would do is just take a hand cultivator And now that the sun is out and it's nice and strong, just cultivate where that white growth is. It sounds like it's a type of lichen or mushroom. And I would just cultivate it. That will disturb the roots. The sun will hit it. It will dehydrate and it will fall apart. And I don't think you need to do anything more than that.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Paul. At that end of the garden, which is an area of about 8 feet by 14 feet, that is the worst part of the garden as far as growth goes. I have in my perimeter on three sides 125-foot pine trees, and there must be 30, 40 of them. They're enormous. Any one of them come down, the house is gone. But I'm wondering if the lack of water, I don't think that's the problem because I irrigate my own through a well system that I have.
Right.
So it's very peculiar.
Yep. If it was the white pine roots, take a shovel and just dig in that part of the garden. I planted a rose garden many years ago. My wife wanted it so she could see it from the kitchen. And I planted it right near a white pine tree. And the first year, they did absolutely beautiful. The second year, they just weren't growing. And I went in the garden with a shovel, and I dug between two rose bushes, and the white pine had grown into the raised bed. The roots came right up out of the ground, grew where the roses were, and just choked them all out. So it is possible, but dig in there and see if you hit these like a cobweb of roots. And if it is, you've got your answer right there. Thank you.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Even on Saturday, Dran watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dran has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dran rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dran, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard Repellent. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Let's go right to the phone lines, Isaiah. Who's up next?
All right, Paul. Next up, Next up, we have Paul from New Hampshire. And here's a question about his root feeder.
Okay. Paul, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning. Long time I haven't talked to you. My wife saw you over at Lake Street, but I missed you. Anyway, we had a letter from the town and from Asplund that our ash trees along the road, we live in College Pond Road in Windham, are dying and they're going to cut them down. And I've been away and I walked down with my wife this morning and I looked up and we've got several magnificent ash trees, some of them very, very old, that are dead. And I understand it's this Chinese beetle or whatever it is. And they're not treating them with any kind of a toxic antidote to kill them in the tree or anything. I was wondering if there's anything you could do with a root feeder with Bayer or one of these chemicals to kill these insects in the tree rather than have to cut them all down.
Right. There is a product. It's a ash borer, and it's a little beetle-type insect that will eat his way through the bark into the tree, and starts to feed on the water tubes that move the moisture from the roots up to the top of the tree. They'll just bite right into it, and it looks like Swiss cheese. And the only way that you can stop it is to use a product called Tree and Shrub. Now, Tree and Shrub is available from either Boneyed or Bayer. And it's a great product. And what's nice about it is you only need to treat the tree once a year. And you can use it on these trees that are 75 feet tall because there's no spraying. What you do, and it will be stated on the label, you take a tape measure and you run it around the diameter of the tree trunk. So if you take a tape measure, you go all the way around and you get, let's say, 12 inches. I think you're using like 1 ounce per inch of tree. And you take a 5-gallon bucket of water, you put your 12 ounces, mix it up, and you slowly pour it up against the trunk of the tree and go all the way around 2 or 3 times. Let it soak into the ground. Don't let it run away. Let it soak right into the ground. And as it gets into the ground, it will be absorbed by the roots of your tree, and within a week will be all the way to the very top of your tree. It's a great product. It will take care of the woolly adelgid on hemlock and all types of borer. But the ash borer came out of Canada, came out in Ohio, and has moved from Ohio to New England, and in Worcester, Massachusetts last year, the city of Worcester took down over 3,000 ash trees. So it's a very aggressive insect, and if you have an ash, you've got to treat it, otherwise you could lose it like your town is. And with the way taxes are today, they just don't have the money to treat street trees, which is too bad because you lose that nice homey appearance when you have a street lined with big trees like that.
And the two trees that are dying one of them is close to 2 feet in diameter, and it's a shame. They're old trees. They're beautiful. They've been here since we moved here in 1980, and they're just dead as doornails. And the Asplen guy that came and talked to us, because he asked us, they're going to cut them down if we wanted to keep the wood for burning. And I'm just tragedy that we're losing these trees all over America.
Yep, it's just something that Mother Nature does. Why she does it, I don't know. When we were in Yellowstone National Park, there were several areas where a West Coast beetle was in there, and it had taken out 20% of all of the needle pine trees in the entire park.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.